center in the northern Lebanese town of Halba is called a child-friendly space. And these are for very special children. They sound like children anyway. Happy, clapping, singing. But these are children who've come from towns and cities across Syria that have borne the brunt of the violence. These role plays help them deal with conflict. You two should make up, chides a young girl playing the role of a mother with squabbling children. But this isn't child's play. The girl we'll call Rhonda lives with a terrible story.
Unfortunately, I had to witness one of my friends passing away in front of my eyes.
What was your friend's name?
Her name was Khulud. We were standing in a circle and the bullet came from her neck and it came out from the back.
So did your mommy and daddy decide it was better for you to come to Lebanon?
There was a bomb that hit my house, and there was a wall that fell on my mother, my father, and my younger brother. Thank God, they're all still alive. But after Khulud died, Gadashad, my family and I decided to leave.
So many Syrian families are trying to find a peaceful refuge here. But for so many, there's still no peace of mind. We've come now to this farmland on the outskirts of the town. The sheep are grazing, and there's a cluster of tattered tents. And in one, a family of seven children, and a mother who lost her husband across the border.
My daughter saw him on the floor with blood spilling from his head. My little son said, "My father died alone, and there is blood, but he will be coming back to us."
Are they better here in Lebanon?
It's the same thing, whether we are here or there. I don't care anymore.
It's so hard to keep asking questions. Her eyes now are just pools of water, and she doesn't really want to talk about this horrible ordeal for her and most of all for her children. But children can find strength with a bit of help.
I'm Francisca Guzman, and I am the project coordinator for the War Child Project, assisting the Syrian refugees and their host communities in North Lebanon. We try to give them a hope for the future, not so much to linger on what happened, but we try to help them overcome that and to look ahead. We don't